Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadik Bynum, and we will continue our conversation on what we normally talk about, which is business and politics. Of course, this being the Black History Month, our focus all of this month is going to continue to be on the power of the black dollar. So this is a continuation from our discussion last week, where we talked about the power of the black dollar. So that will be a continuation on tonight. So those of you who wish to join in on our conversation this evening, our call-in number is 657-383-1372. Again, that number is 657-383-1372. Like the Africa Business Association here in the Washington metropolitan area, of course, our objective here is to identify businesses that are in our own communities, that is the African-American communities. And I mentioned do that plurally because this effort is being partaken all over the country. There are many, many New Africa business associations that are incorporated throughout the country today. And of course, our origins came from our past leader, that was Imam W.D. Muhammad. May Almighty God grant him the highest of the paradise and give him peace. But he was the one who got us started. He's the one who has gotten us as the word. Again, this is not only taking place here locally in the Washington metropolitan area, but it's taking place all over the country, and that is stimulating businesses in our communities throughout the country. And of course, we have our National Business Association, which is we all at the end of the year, and that's normally in May, and of course, it will continue this year. We will have our National Business Conference. This is where all of the locals from, again, that I was mentioning throughout the country, this is where all of these locals will come together and they will meet nationally with our national Muslims Business Council. And then we will discuss our agendas as to what is going on in our local local stations such as the ones I am speaking to, and then what's going on with our national organization. And by networking with each other, then we can have a pretty good agenda going on in our local areas, and also we can have an agenda with our national association. And collectively, we should be able to be very productive in our efforts of bringing on new businesses here in the Washington metropolitan area, not only in the Washington metropolitan area, but throughout the country. Because like I was saying, what I am speaking on this evening is actually being done all over the country. And you will find, if you go online, you'll find many at the New Africa Business Associations. And so to identify the one here in Washington, D.C., it would be the New Africa. If you would go online, it would be the New Africa Business Association, D.C., .com, the New Africa Business Association, DC.com. So again, I am your host, Bilal Masadik Bynum. I'll be bringing on our co-host and other guests. We're going to open our mics up to our communities. So it will be an open discussion this evening. And again, network marketing and identifying your business and any ideas you have that may help us in business. So I'll be right back after a quick break, and we will continue our conversation.
Girl, you're watching me, but every time I turn my head, you're all I see. To look in your direction, it appears that you're paying no attention. But soon as I walk away, I can feel your eyes all over me. Your eyes tell me something's going on. I catch your glance, I catch your smile. I don't wanna be fooled by self-deception, thinking that this is love. I've been there before, don't wanna go back to heartache and pain. I know where it's at. I'm giving to you, I'm being fair. What you're giving to me, giving the love that I had to someone special, and it might be you. If you're deserving, able to share, we'll be together anywhere. I don't care. Giving to you, girl. What you're giving. Rapidly, just sitting here talking to you. My sadness has turned to happiness inside. I'm bursting. I don't wanna shut it out. I'm holding back this feeling. I'm glad I found, glad I got the love I've been dreaming, hoping, wanting to give to the right one. And marriage is no robbery. I'm giving. You've given to me. Blending this love.
From this flu, brother, but I'm hanging on in there. Praise be to God Almighty. A lot of them. I'm hanging in there, getting better and better, brother.
Okay, well, you know, we're always glad to have you again. I always miss you around the studio. It's much always more sociable, but hope
yes.
You recover very rapidly, brother. I know that flu, I heard it's a very serious ailment to health. And
I pray that
you recover and you and your family recover from this thing. Again, your patriotism to your community and to this station, I can see is right there, and we appreciate it. Again, Brother Aziz, you know, we're continuing to talk. This is our Black History Month, and we're going to continue to talk about the power of the black dollar. Therefore, with all of our listeners this evening, is just like we did, we spoke last week. We're going to continue to allow businesses and anyone who have a business idea or any political concerns. The mics are going to be open to the general public here in just a few moments. And we we suggest that you can introduce your business or any concerns that you think would be of help to as to where business, or our political concerns are of interest. I must say I was I don't know if I look like I might be coming down with something, but
hope not.
I must say, Brother Aziz, I'm rather disappointed. There was another shooting today.
Yes,
and
yes.
I understand there are 17 students dead.
Yeah.
That went to school this morning and won't be going home this evening because this careless act of gun violence that's going around in our towns and in our communities. You know, we started talking about terrorists, and again, I noticed. Well, I guess it's a part of politics. I guess we can't go into this. But my general, and I, we all speak in general, but you start talking about terrorists and who are terrorists. Brother, I'm saying I don't see anyone being any more terrorized than what we're doing right here in this country. And I say we.
Yeah.
But I don't see nobody doing this but those crazy Caucasians, the ones that call themselves white supremacists and they have a reason to hate. So, but again, having a reason to hate is one thing, but having weapons as to where you can support your hate, that's another very powerful thing. And I think I'm very sorry for those babies because we just won't do the right thing and get rid of guns. You know, I tried to count, Brother Aziz, you know, being old war veterans, you know, like ourselves. I tried to count the number of rounds that was actually fired today. I couldn't count them all, but I know I counted at least 30 rounds, and that was just doing those commercials. So I can't imagine a weapon, or someone having a weapon that can shoot that rapidly. But again, like I said, that could take the whole show. But that's just something before I came on the air, came on, I heard that report. And I said, "Oh, how disturbing!" But again, brother, any comments that you want to make this evening before we go to the mics?
Yes, brother, I would like to express this, you know, the same sympathy and bad, you know, feelings towards what happened, and it just kind of shows us the mental state of America. We got so much stuff going on. In America now, the people in America are just confused, let down. They don't know what's going on, and there's a lot of violence being perpetrated through the political movement that we have going on here in the country today. And, you know, I just, you know, pray that, you know, again, that the families can be comforted somehow. And I wouldn't know how, brother. You know, it's a tragic loss for those children. Children, you know, to go to school today, as you said, and not return home. But this is one of the subjects we were talking about. We have to control our politics and our businesses and our communities. As well as one of the projects that you and I are definitely working on, and that is building our own schools, having our own schools, and protecting our children the best we can. But that's all I had to say on that, brother.
Okay, and with that said, we are going to... we won't dominate the entire conversation. We have a few callers on the air. The callers that have come on the air thus far. You're on the air. If you'd like to share in on any comments or identify your business or any information you wish to share, you're on the air. The mics are open.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. How you doing?
Fine, very fine. Thank
you.
How are
you doing? This is Brother Michael Washington. How you been? How's everybody?
Everybody's good.
Everybody's
good. Hey, I agree with the brother just now spoke. What he said, man, about these?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we definitely, brother, man, need to start, you know, start infiltrating these school systems and coming out with a brand new scheme of things, because our children are clearly being assassinated a lot directly, because as you see, a lot of the racism that's being taught to support African-American kids, you know, as well as adults and teenagers, I mean, it's going on because it's allowed to go down in our communities and our environments where our kids are taken out of our hands and, you know, basically given bad medicines and things of this nature. No kid goes into a a school to just shoot people up because they can, man. I mean, it's something really there, you know, some kind of demonic type thing that's going on. And I really believe I believe it's because of that, as we said, Brother Aziz said, we need to get our own community co-op going on. We need our own community schools going on. We need our own farming.
Yes.
Thing. So, you know, because even like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, may rest in peace again. I think he's still amongst us. He said that we need these at least 3 to 4 cities of our own, man. But the government don't want to give that up because they know they'll lead a lot of great minds who would overlap them in 25 years. You see, so you got to look at all that is going on. You know, like in my organization, it deals specifically with, you know, issues of mental illness, issues with broken down families and communities. You know, we try to sit down. We do all kind of community events that's designed to upgrade, you know, the declining communities that we have. And the great show that y'all brothers be putting on, it kind of, it definitely helps out a whole lot. You see what I'm saying? So, again, I'm definitely listening to what the Brother Aziz was saying, because you can only protect our kids if we give them the curriculum that we need is going to educate them, because, as you see, the government education system is failing us on every level. You know, teachers are moving out of the states because they're not being paid properly. I mean, then they have an over amount of large of classrooms, 35 and 40 kids. Well, how can the teacher teach that and be in as well? You know, so I just wanted to say that, and I appreciate y'all for constantly coming on and letting the people, you know, get their ideas in. You know, that 15-minute soundbite. That's great. Thank y'all.
Great. Thank you, Brother Michael.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that.
And I also want to get in that business field that y'all have going on. I'm sorry I've been out of town because my nephew was the one that got killed up in the Cleveland County jail, and I think like they're kind of dealing with that, and now I kind of, you know, got a little bit more, you know, and like I said, you know, getting more things that's going on in the community, so I'm be with y'all a little bit more readily.
Well, with that said, Brother Michael, we definitely appreciate you, and we appreciate you continuing to support us because the purpose of this radio station is to be informative, and hopefully that information that we're sharing can be shared, because we know information is power. It's power.
Yeah.
And of course, the more that we share our ideas, and the more powerful we are going to become. So that's what this radio station is all about. It's a blog radio station, so they tell us that we can reach our brothers as far as cyberspace, wherever that may be. So, but again, if we can go all up into space and all over this country, then I say let's start spreading this word, because that's why we set up the radio station. So, like you said, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I remember the our newspaper where we had that arm stretching all the way over the globe.
That
was that economical arm spread all over the globe. And you see, that's why when his son Imam W.D. Muhammad in 1995 started the MBA, the Muslims Business Association. That's where all of this started. And in 2005, of course, he took us from the Muslim Business Association because it was called in the American Muslim Business Association. Of course, some of our brothers and sisters from across the water want to share in. And so, again, the Imam, no problem. He just took us to the New Africa Business Association. And that's where we are today. And like I said, that arm is spreading. And that's the intentions of this radio station, is to be an extension cord of that arm that is stretching all over our country economically. Because brothers and sisters and all that is in the presence of our voice, a 1.3 or $1.4 trillion is the annual report of the consumer spendings of the black dollar. That's why Black History Month, we're talking about the black dollar. It's quite appropriate. That's where your power is. That's where your independence is. And we're already spending the money. It ain't like it's something that we're saying it's going to be. We got to look for it. But at the same time, as business owners, entrepreneurs, services, and products, we cannot service that big community, that that big African American community. We do not have the businesses, and we do not have the products. So, but so that's why I am saying, and the African American communities, we need to come together and see the reasons as to where we should become vested in each other. Vested means that we have a financial obligation with each other. So, so in this case, we invested and got a corporation. We invested and got a small proprietorship. But whatever it is, we invested, and there was a reason for us to invest in small groups or large groups, because we see that $1.3 trillion spendings that we're already doing. Think if you would take and bring that market right into the heart of your own black community. I'm not talking about going to town. I'm talking about right in your own black community. Visualize this, brothers and sisters. In the black communities, you can find, you can go all over this country, and you will find very productive black communities with some of the prettiest homes and what have you, churches and what have you. But you won't see the commerce. And but again, but why those markets? It's like that because again, of what was called redlining years ago. That redlining has been taken away. And you got all of these foreigners coming in now because they know that anytime you got a report out there that there's a community spending more than $1.3 trillion and they do not do any commerce on their own, that is a perfect market to go and put your goods and services. So, again, again, I'm not trying to sit here and just take – I could say, you know, when it comes to business and what the New Africa Business Association is trying to do. I could go on and on, but the mics is open. And so if you're a business person or if you have a business idea or some business concern or political concerns,
I was calling to continue with the conversation we were having. I don't know if it was last week or week before last, when we were talking about the last day of the month, not spending money outside of, with anyone, like grocery stores and gas in our cars. Did we ever do any more? Because I feel that this would be something that we would follow up on starting, I think, Mrs. Swan, when she was, you know, suggesting it, was saying the end of, I guess we'll start in March, wherein we would not spend money outside of our community. Mm-hmm. That would be the Buy Black Day. So let's you know, maybe continue with that and maybe remind the community each week and just to see how we are with it and where we are with it and I guess who's participating. So that was, you know, that's my concern for right now. I may chime back in, but for right now, that was what I'd like to add.
Okay, and I'm so glad you brought that up, Sister Williams, because again, that is something that was is just being introduced. It's a movement that the New Africa Business Association here in the Washington metropolitan area is has just introduced. And like I said, those of you who was listening for the last couple of weeks, we have asked that we start looking at Fridays. And of course, when we left last week, it was said that we would look at a Friday once a month. I suggested that we need to be a bit more proactive and start a Friday every Friday. And we're going look at Friday now as Friday being our Black Friday, that Black Friday that we market has imposed as theirs, because the market is doing so good for them, then we as African Americans are going to say Black Friday belongs to us. And the reason Black Friday is going to belong to us is because we're not spending any monies on Fridays outside of our communities all over this country. We're going to, on Fridays, intentionally look for Black businesses in our communities, because the Black business in our communities, we can't find them. The consumers in our communities have no idea where these Black businesses are, because we're so few and we're lost in the shuffle. So again, by putting out an effort that every Friday, I am not going to spend my money on any consumer products. I will do it on a Thursday, I do it on a Saturday. But on a Friday, I am intentionally not spending my monies, or I'm looking for an African-American business to spend my monies. Two things is going to come from that. Number one, the power of the Black dollar is going to be felt to those who wish to discriminate against us, those who wish to hold back employment, even though we're making them rich, those who wish to look and call and look down on those who are making them very, very fortunate. They're going to feel the pinch, because remember, that $1.3 trillion is coming to them. Who else is going to bring them $1.3 trillion once the African Americans said, we're not going to give it to you anymore? Look at the devastation that you just put on the market. So again, we're saying on Fridays, we're going to intentionally, again, I'm not spending my money on the outside of my communities. And if I cannot find a business that can service me with goods and products, services on our Friday, then I'll wait until Saturday and go back to that general market. But intentionally, I will hold my dollars back on Fridays. So to feel the power of the Black dollar and honor the respect of those who feed you. So indeed, I think, and of course, what we're doing at this point, to see how proactive we are with that movement, we're asking that send the email, and you would send the emails to the New Africa Business Association. That would be NABASSOC. New Africa Business, I'm sorry, NABASSOC at gmail.com. Okay. Let me repeat that. NABASSOC at gmail.com. NABASSC. I put that O in there. Please take that O out. NABASSC at gmail.com. And that stands for the New Africa Business Association. Send us, or you can go to our website. And please go to the website, because the website, that's where you're going to find all of our activities that's been going on, including our shopping centers, where we display your goods and your products and your services. Good. Ask you to send us an image of your company. And just like being on this radio this evening, some of these promotions may be just your company, depending on the image and just how important we all see what we have here. But at any time, you can come on and network with us just by being a member and an associate.
All right.
So again, that would be the New Africa Business Association blog, New Africa Business Association, New Africa Business Association.com slash DC. New Africa Business Association.com slash NABASSC slash URL. I'll give you that email again. Yeah. And that would be blogtalkradio.com NABASSC/URL. That's how you can participate on our radio show. If you do not wish to call in, the call in number is 657-383-1372. Every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And our website, of course, is the New Africa Business Association.com, D.C. New Africa Business Association.com, don't have to put Washington, D.C., just D.C. So with that said, we'll go back to our open mics and any comments, suggestions that we might have, the mics are open.
Yeah, can I say something, brother? I appreciate all that you said. But let me tell you something else, too. A lot of our African-American businesses failing in African-American community because we don't support it, and that's because we feel like the product outside our community serves our interests more better than that, you know. And you got to realize the crab in the bucket syndrome. I don't want you to come up if I'm not coming up. I'm jealous of you. Okay, that's the mindset that we have to really break down. Now, one more thing, too. A lot of us don't realize when we shop outside our community, our hard-earned dollars are going to those communities and making those communities vibrant and thriving, while our community becomes poor because the money's not staying inside of it. And when the money's
That's
not
right.
staying inside, then you're going to have a lot of increase in drugs, increase crime, increase burglary and robbery and murder and so forth. Why? Because people are trying to make ends meet from an otherwise depleted monetary system. So the black economic economy, which, again, my organization, we get ready to deal with, I'm going to be able to share information with y'all, is Black Economic Times. So what we do, we're getting ready to produce a publication for all these black businesses in the African-American community, not just here, but in New York, New Mexico, Tennessee, or wherever you may be, to show that it's necessary that we network and sit down at the table and come up with some common solutions for what's better way to bring in the products that everybody's using into the community. Thereby, we become an agent or as much assertive as the people who run all the businesses on the outside of us, meaning if you sell a cookie for $15, I might undercut you for selling for $14.50. The whole idea is to get people to start buying something. You see, and that's been our problem today,
that's right.
We don't have enough business. You see, so that's my point.
Okay. And brother, very good point, and a very realistic point. Again, brother, one of the things that I would I heard you say. Of course, there were some discouraging things, and I can understand that when you say, "Man, we just can't," you know, everybody, we just, that type of attitude, yes, it does exist. But I also heard you say that we must get together, and there are a few of us, it sounds like, that you have somewhere in your network that do get together, but you said we must get together and solve this disposition, so let's say this. Remember when I said we must become a vested community? Let's look at that word for a second. You and I, as it is right now, can't do anything at all together because we have no vested reasons to do anything together.
Mm-hmm.
But let's look at what it is to be vested. I got married. I got kids. I just bought a house. There is obligations there. So when there is an obligation, now we have a vested reason to do things to take care of that obligation. My point is this. When you start talking, you're right. If it came to the point, if I had to open a business myself, singularly, and I had to open that business in the African-American community, 9 times out of 10, I would not do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but if we collectively, 10, 20 of us from that community, if collectively 10 of us, 20 of us said, look, we want to now put up a restaurant or what have you in the community so we don't have to go downtown to get it, I would be interested in going with that group. I'll tell you why. Because once that group, and it could be guys on the corner, but mm-hmm. once that group is selected and each one of them put up their monies to incorporate, the $10,000 to $20,000, what each one of them put up individually, but once those mm-hmm. funds are put up together, now they have this business. Each one of them now are vested in each other. In other words, there is an obligation. Mm-hmm. I don't care how much we hated each other in the past, but now yeah. we have this financial obligation that takes care of my survival and your survival, and we have this business because you put up your share, I put up my share, just like each one of us partners who was out in the streets killing each other. We all put up our share. Now mm-hmm. we have this valuable business that can sustain us because we grouped together and we became vested and we invested together and we have our business. You see, that's what's the thing about the African American community yeah. is that we don't see any value in each other because we have, that's what I mean about we have never grown our communities mm-hmm. economically where other communities have. These communities that you go buy your goods and services from, these companies was not created by no one individual. They was created by investors in the communities that we go to buy our services. We have to become mm-hmm. just as vested as those communities and start putting, and now yeah. you'll find that where you'll find that there is no good in our community, you'll find that, oh my goodness, there is much value because I need you just as much as uh-huh. you need me. So there again, that's my opinion, and again, the mics are open.
Great. I mean, I love it, you know. Anybody out there, I'm listening, wherever I got, hey.
Yeah.
Like you said, brother, our problem is that we don't trust one another. We need to break down that barrier of it's been instilled into us that, hey, anybody look like you, that's that slave mentality. Again, we need to co-op. You need to be able to sit. Like I said, I got to bring some to the table. You have to bring some to the table. John has to bring some to the table. And we put all this into a kitty. And once we get up enough to where we can say, okay, it costs $15,000 to buy this, let's just say, book company or whatever. Okay, well, we see the significance and importance of it. We look at the value of it, and we buy that. Then it becomes co-op of community property. But it also becomes, it can't just be wandered or squandered away. It has to be from the exact-minded people who have degrees in economics, who have degrees in knowing what poverty is about. You know what I mean? Who have the initiative to come in and educate others to come on board, to put your money in. In other words, like you said, you're investing in the potato company. Okay, John, put your 50 in. Then the more y'all put in, the more we go back off and up for other businesses they're in because of you buying in on this one we are in. So we can use your thousands to get this other one we're thinking about. Your thousands to get this other one we're going to get. You see what I'm getting at? In other words, that's where I believe investing comes in.
Precisely so. And so, again, that's where you and I as a marketing person, because, mm-hmm. again, we are marketing folks because we are in business or we're interested in getting into business. We mm-hmm. have to do our due diligence and go out. And again, because everybody is not your client and everybody is not uh-huh. your customer, but you have to find the ones that are your clients.
That's it.
And you have to find the ones that are your customers, which means yes. that you have to go out there as a business person and do your job. And that okay. means being persistent and continuously being persistent because you know what you have is valuable. If it wasn't valuable, it's senseless for you to be out there as a businessman.
There you have it. Yeah, you just said it. So the best way to do this as a businessman is to get out there, and the number one industry today is marketing. If I don't know you got a book company or sell potato salad, I mean, you can't just tell three or four of them. You know, you got to reach out to the heart of the community, you know, and they're from, you know, and at the same time be competitive with the other book company or potato service. You see what I'm getting at? So now you're keeping the money in the community.
Precisely so. That's why I would ask you, brother, to continue and spread the word. Because, again, we can come up with these suggestions. We have all kinds of super minds in this organization, made up of both religions, both Christians and both Muslims. And, and I'm saying they're volunteers. We have CPAs. I mean, do you know, we have certified public accountants. We have financial planners such as myself. We have lawyers that specialize in estate planning. So, and these folks are volunteering their services there to do what? To like you said, this professional information that we we know you need. Business, when you go out to business, you're absolutely right. If you're not astute in business, then you need to get as much knowledge as you can. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing is having those who are professionals that can guide you in the right direction. Because I'm gonna tell you, and that's what most most managers who are doing anyway. They this technology that is going on today. They have to have someone to run their business. They can't run it themselves.
Okay. See what
go right ahead. Like I said, the mics are open. Whoever is on this mic, we all can share in this conversation.
But y'all definitely agree. Let me say this while you said that, brother man, and this is really something that we need to realize too. My organization, like I say, Empower People Incorporated, what I'm getting ready to do is I'm gonna get ready to initiate a program for how to write a business contract, also business plan, you know, because like if you don't have that knowledge there, okay, first of all, you got to know where the market is for a certain product is. You got to have the location. You got to have the finances. You got to have the people that's going to like that particular product. So, again, we have to go out and, like I said, do our survey. A lot of black businesses fail because they don't do it. They just say, like, oh, I can like put this together because it sounds good. You got to have location. You got to have the finance. You got to have people to back you. You got to have marketing. You got to have kind of strategy. See what I'm getting at? You got to be able to have supply and demand. And until we figure that out, you got to realize who there are competitive people on the other side, seeing that you're getting ready to do it. And why you think there's a McDonald's and a Sonic and Kentucky Fried Chicken on every corner? They're competing against one another. So we get in the whitewash. We get washed out all the way together if we don't come and compete with them. Because look at that money. It's not staying here. It's going back to where them people live at.
That's right.
And then the community becomes more robbed, more poor once again, struggling to survive and trying to pay your light bill, your gas bill, because the money that was known to stay there would go back into your community. That's why I've started a program as well, Economic Development Trust. So we're using the tax increment finance that is available to every community. A lot of people don't know that, but I do. But you got to have what you call a viable, equitable program plan so that people give you money. It's not going to give you money because you can't sound good. You know, you know, if I loan you my money, you got to show me where this money is coming back to me and where I get mine back to you.
Right.
There's so much going on, brother. But like I said, I don't want to argue. I just feel like I'm inspired, but I just wanted to say this.
Oh, no, 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 brother. I think you're being very informative. I think very informative. And sometimes don't feel like you're into a discussion of argument for going. And I know I know how it can be sometimes out there. But no, keep on spreading that economical message because, again, that's there our independence and that's where our power is at. You must think and talk economics. And like I said, the power of that black dollar, once we can show where we are very valuable to each other, very extremely valuable, but we won't be able to show that value until we start building up our own black communities and being able to support our own black economics in that community.
Yeah.
So that's when you will find that you'll hear that old terminology. You know, you're no count and you're no good. No, that can be changed around. But the reason you hear that account, you're no account and you're no good, is because nobody has ever been valuable with each other. Like you said, the restaurant or a place that you like to have in your community.
Yeah.
The reason it's not in your community is because like I said, one person is not going to put it there. They don't see the value of putting it there.
There you
go. 10 or 20 of you put it there. If 10 or 20 of you put it there, the instant value, because look how many supporters each one of us is going to have even on our opening night.
There you go.
I am going to have in my hometown, I live here, man, I got 100 friends and family. And there are 10 or 20 of us, and all of us are saying the same thing. So again, that's the power of being within a group and having the group grow businesses in the communities, and the cost is not as high. For instance, right now, with the markets, and this is financial planning, this is something that, of course, this is where I'm licensed and I get into, but with the markets being the way that they are today, and the equities are on our properties, especially our residents. And see, this is how those on the outside of our communities, they've been, this is how they grow their communities. They ain't nobody putting no dollars in the bank and putting it every month saying, I'm going to one day own a business. No, they know that that their house is the biggest bank that they have. That's why they keep them homes looking so big and beautiful, because that house is no more than a bank. And the biggest equities they have out there is that house. Now that those equities, we was upside down for so many years, but we're not upside down anymore.
The homes
are very valuable. It is time. Do you realize that if you took a $10,000 of equities out of your house, with the interest rates being as low as they are today, if you took a $10,000 of equity out of your house, your monthly payment or your mortgage will only go up $10. $10. So again, I just told you, so now is one of the best times in the world to start using your equities. And I would think one of the best things I would do is, like I said, is build businesses right in the black communities.
Right now. Why not?
For the financial
That's where all the money's being spent. That's where all the money's being spent. Ain't nobody spending no money like that.
No, go right in. I'm sorry, bro. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go right in and say what you're saying.
No. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just saying, hey, this is the money is what keeping it. I mean, that's where the most money is being spent.
Ain't no doubt about it. So I'm saying, so they're putting together good financial planning and getting with those who can give you good financial planning advice. See, this is what I mean about having a business community in your community, because you can bring together, you can network and bring together different professionals as to where you all can share in your professional ideas. Mm-hmm. And so, again, I know we're getting ready to close to close, and again, I don't want to dominate the mics, but in the future, I will be doing some financial planning, because right now is a very good time to think about going into business, especially collectively, because like I said, with the equities on these homes, especially for veterans, it's a very good time to start using some of these funds and maybe open a small business. And you can see the demand for it right in your own hometown, because there are no businesses there.
There you go.
No businesses there. Like I said, I would be more than happy to invest with my group. But I'm not going to do it alone. I have
no
idea
what I'm
sole proprietor.
No, you shouldn't have to, brother. Man, if enough of us out there now, like-minded people can sit down at the table, bring some to the table, strategize, manipulate, and say, okay, y'all, this is what we're going to do. Anybody got a problem, hit the door. It's as simple as that. I mean, ain't no game to plan with it, brother, man. You know.
Brothers and sisters, every Wednesday.
Yes.
Every Wednesday, spread the word. The bigger we become, the bigger our network become, that at some point, the bigger our investment powers will become as a collective group.
Oh, man.
And we'll find ourselves having business associations all over the country. But again, it's what one can do. What one can do, the New Africa Business Association will always tell you that many can.
Yes.
So, again, before we close, anyone have any closing comments? The mic's open.
Yes, this is Brother Abdul Aziz again. Comment that I wanted to make, we need to, people need to
if they don't know about the Black Wall Street in its origin, the original Black Wall Street, as well as the new Black Wall Street marketplace, the psychology behind doing that, and then the Black Wall Street, the original one itself, was financing cattlemen way down in Texas and other places. They were loaning out money. This is where these African Americans at that time put their funds together, had this industry going. And they actually, you know, as we know today, they say, if we hadn't been attacked there in Tulsa, attacked by a savage mob of people, the Wall Street that we know today, that produces millions of dollars worth of monies and economics, it would be controlled by African Americans. So, you know, I think Black people need to know that this is the way it would have been had not the community been attacked by violence, such as we see today. And, you know, my point to be that it was a psychology that the brothers and sisters had there in Tulsa that kept them together, that kept growing and growing and growing, and not having all that jealousy among them and that envy, and was growing as a people. And that's what we're trying to do now, grow as a people and not just a bunch of individuals.
Amen.
So, again, you know, people need to know the psychology behind the Black Wall Street, why it was so successful, and that we're trying to duplicate that today in our program, as well as the new Black Street Marketplace out in Oklahoma now. And that was the last comment that I wanted to make on that, brothers.
Okay. And mics is open. We got a few more minutes. Any comments? The mics is open. You're on the air.
I just want to say, let's keep this thing going, brother, man. I mean, like, ain't nothing to it but to do it. You know,
that's right.
Every Wednesday, spread the word from 7 to 8 p.m.
Oh,
our call is number 657-383-1372 from 7 to 8 p.m. Every Wednesday, the New Africa Business Association will be on the air, even though we're from out of Washington, D.C. Like I said, we want to stretch our arms when it comes to the Black dollar and Black economics. Our arm is going to stretch around this globe, just like we did back in the days of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Today we're going to make it much, much, much bigger. So, brothers and sisters, spread the word. Again, send us your email, send us your comments, but most of all, go to our website, see some of the products that are available to you from Black entrepreneurs, and become a part of that business product by becoming members of the New Africa Business Association. You can go online and see how to join. My name is, again, is Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and our other co-host, Mr. Michael Watson.
We was glad to have Mr. Watson this evening, along with any other listeners and guests. So until next Friday, we are going to say As-salamu alaykum, and for those of
Wa-alaykum
you...
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Almighty God be with all of you.
Girl, you're watching me. Every time I turn my head, you're all I see. To look in your direction, it appears that you're paying no attention. But soon as I walk away, I can feel your eyes all over me. Your eyes tell me something's going on. I catch your glance, I catch your smile. I don't wanna be fooled by self-deception, thinking that this is love. I've been there before, don't wanna go back. to heartache and pain. I know where it's at. I'm giving to you. I'm being fair. What you're giving to me? I'm giving the love that I have to someone special. And it might be you. If you're deserving, able to share. Together, anywhere, I don't care. Giving to you, girl. What you're giving to me. Oh, baby.
Give it to you, girl. Give it to me.
Mm. Every time I close my eyes. Thinking about you. And all night long I'm tossing and turning. Sweet words you whispered left my heart burning.